If confirmed by the Senate as the State Department's Global AIDS Coordinator, Dr. Eric Goosby would also be administrator of the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, also known by its acronym PEPFAR. PEPFAR was launched by former President Bush in 2003 and is expected to spend $48 billion over the next 5 years on fighting AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis. The program has been credited with markedly reducing the death rate from AIDS. Goosby told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee conducting his confirmation hearing that he would work to continue PEPFAR's success.
My mission, if confirmed, will be to ensure that PEPFAR continues to be a visionary program, a program that continues to exceed our expectations of what can and should be provided to people in resource-poor settings. Working closely with our global partners, we can help reclaim the lives of millions of people who will otherwise be lost to the infection.
The top Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana, also praised PEPFAR's achievements.
Before the program began, only 50,000 people in all of sub-Saharan Africa were receiving life-saving antiretroviral drugs. Today, three times that many are being treated in Kenya alone. PEPFAR also focuses on prevention programs with a target of preventing 12 million new HIV infections, including medical interventions that allow HIV-positive mothers to give birth to HIV-negative babies.
Senator Russ Feingold, a Wisconsin Democrat who chaired the hearing, underscored the importance of prevention in reducing AIDS.
We cannot treat our way out of this pandemic alone. The number of infections continues to rise in some countries. We need to continue exploring and investing in new prevention strategies to stem the spread of HIV.
Goosby agreed, saying he would focus on prevention programs if confirmed to the post. Goosby is currently chief executive officer of Pangea Global AIDS Foundation and professor of clinical medicine at the University of California in San Francisco. He was a key player in developing and implementing national HIV/AIDS treatment programs in China, Rwanda, South Africa, and Ukraine. He also served as deputy director of the White House National AIDS Policy Office in the Clinton administration. Deputy VOA News, Capitol Hill.